Good morning and welcome to day 19 of our daily Lenten video series. I'm Pastor Scott coming to you from Ascension Lutheran Church in Citrus Heights. And here as we near the halfway point in Lent and in these videos, we continue to be utilizing our daily devotional God's Story, Our Story. Today's reading is a challenging one, certainly. It's a reading that demonstrates once again where Peter says something unfortunate and gets the rebuke of Jesus. When Jesus provides a passion prediction, Jesus says, you know, this can't happen. And Jesus says, get behind me, Satan. Ouch. I can't imagine hearing such difficult words from Jesus. You know, I've certainly at times disappointed people I care about, and it stings, it hurts a lot. But to think about hearing those words from Jesus, and poor Peter actually, these may not be the most difficult words that he heard as recorded in Scripture, for it's Peter who denies Jesus three times. And yet, Jesus builds his church with Peter as the cornerstone. Sometimes things happen that we don't anticipate. In our reflection today, it talked about the COVID virus happening, and we couldn't have anticipated that, certainly, or most of us couldn't. Maybe somebody could have in a lab somewhere much earlier than the rest of us, as at least even as a possibility. But for most of us, we were caught unawares, and it changed everything. Not in an instant, but relatively quickly. Peter, using the words that he used, everything changed nearly in an instant. But all was not lost. I mean, that wasn't the end for Peter, as we know that he goes on and he continues in ministry with Jesus. He says other things he probably shouldn't have said. He denies Jesus three times at his during his trial there in the palace courtyard. And then Jesus comes to Peter after the resurrection, before his ascension, and welcomes him back in the fold and asks him if he will tend to his sheep, if he will feed his flock. And like I say, we know that the church is built on the foundation with Peter as the chief cornerstone. Jesus is in the business of resurrecting, of bringing new life and hope where things seem most grim, whether that's a pandemic, whether that's the grief or guilt of having said something you shouldn't have said, whatever mistake it may be. The good news for us as followers of Jesus is those are the places that Jesus' love can have some of the greatest impact, as he welcomes us back into life, brings us back from the depths of despair, meets us there and loves us back into wholeness and healing. If these are the words you needed to hear today, I'm glad that you were able to hear them. They are true today, tomorrow, and always. Take care, and we'll see you tomorrow for day 20 of these videos. Tomorrow, just you may want to get to bed a little early tonight, because tomorrow is opening day for Major League Baseball season. Go Giants.